Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 11th of April, and right now it's partly cloudy and 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clear with temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 33, with heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 10 to 25 km per hour. Later on we can expect clear in the evening, then partly cloudy, and again southerly winds at 10 to 20 km per hour. Morning humidity was on 80 and will drop on 58% by noon. Moon is still new and illuminated on 1%. And here's a couple of announcements. First one says that the Working Committee, the Selection Committee, the Residence Assembly Service and the Governing Board met and discussed finding two replacements to serve in the present Working Committee until the end of this term, December 2013. They found that all concerned groups were in agreement with Mita from New Creation Centerfields and Min from Aitrei joining the working committee and now request the community's feedback. And the one from the Auroville Council is conveying that the council has invited Peter from Newlands to join Auroville Council till the end of the mandate in November 2013. Peter agreed and the council welcomes his decision. The community has 2 weeks for the eventual feedbacks. Following is an excerpt of yesterday's general meeting on Auroville Water Maintenance Service, and the full meeting is already uploaded on our webpage for you to listen or download.
I just want to explain that. So what's happening is that we are on a GM today. We can't make a decision here today. What we can do today is to say we had a consensus for a recommendation. So what we heard was that one of the strong things we heard just when talking about what we heard was, let's try to keep one unit, because what we're here for is unity, and for all these economic reasons, but what we're here for is unity, not to split things. And what we also heard is that at the bottom of this is conflict between people who can't work with each other. So what we're here for is to overcome that. To actually go one step further and say, well, let's work together, because it's not about me and you, it's about Auroville and it's about our water. So one proposal we could, or one recommendation our general meeting today could do, is that we ask all who are involved now, and that's the list, but I don't know if it's, yeah, if you're, so it would be Karna, Grace, Babu, Nagapan, Dirk, Selvam, and Markus. To sit together and work out a proposal to the RA on how they want to run the one water maintenance service for Auroville. That proposal would be given to the RA to decide in an RA decision-making process. That would be one idea. I don't know how to go on from here now, because basically we need to gauge a consensus whether that's something we would like to try. One thing I want to add, there needed to be a time frame, yeah? Because this sitting together and working out the proposal has to happen fast, because...
Now we have many Selvam.
Which Selvam are we talking about? Which Selvam are we talking about? Can somebody clarify? Selvam. Selvam. Okay? Thank you. Our Selvam. Where was I? Oh, we need a time frame, because what is actually not quite correct is the unit is not open. It cannot operate right now. The stay of the office order means that we don't go on with the closure, but it's also not open. In order for something to open again, we need a decision. And then we can move on. So this is why it's quite urgent that this decision is taken within a time frame so things can work again.
Does anyone has any comment on this proposal?
Why don't we ask them right now?
The next proposal, what is the next proposal?
Well, is there another proposal?
Yes, the unit. Yeah.
The two units?
Yeah. With the same unit, keeping the same unit, but the both executive remove it and let the team come functioning.
Wait. Can we, the point here is that now we're getting into deciding and we can't decide this. So if we want to go with two proposals, we need to go to the RA and ask the RA, do you want to have that proposal or that proposal? And then we're getting into a whole mess again. that you know, because we can't decide anything today. But, and please, as a facilitator, Jesse and Shalom and Perka from the RAS, what we heard, where people clapped, where people cheered, where there was a wave somehow, and this is, yeah, this is feeling now I'm talking, were these proposals that talked about unity, these proposals that talked about overcoming personal differences, the room went alive. That's what we felt. And this is why we would like to put that proposal to you and say, should we try it? Do you want to recommend that? Is anybody objecting to today's general meeting, recommending to this group of people to take 2 weeks, or we decide on that, and come up with a proposal to the residents of Denver about how they want to run the water maintenance service? Again, this is recorded, so that's it. Thank you very much. Can we, wait, is 2 weeks an okay time frame?
Yes.
I also want to say that
two
these
weeks is too long, actually.
Wait. We say maximum 2 weeks, Markus?
One second. We have to agree on 2 weeks because Dirk is not in town. Dirk is this week, he's out of station. I don't know, he's very busy.
He's coming back on Friday.
Just go to him.
He's coming back on Friday.
He's in Kabulji, there's
no he's coming out again. I know, really quick.
Okay, propose a date. Markus, can you propose a date?
Can you propose a date? How much time do you need?
I have to talk to Dirk, I think end of next week maybe.
Well, 2 weeks from today.
Yes.
And wait, one more thing. Somebody said, I don't know who said, we can support them, Umberto. Yeah? Umberto, you said, we can support this team of people. Please, and Janet mentioned mediation. So if this group of people, Grace, Nagapan, Karna, if you feel for this talking together, you want support, please ask, because there are people in this community who can support you in finding a solution together and overcoming these differences. There is people who from all kinds of, you know, ask aloud if you want support in this process. Okay?
Can they just agree now that they are agreeing to do this?
We agree. There's a consensus in this room.
Not
the question of that to agree. Not the answer to that. The community is offering them.
The general meeting agreed that they are giving this group of people
chance.
The appeal to come up with a proposal, and within 2 weeks we don't have a proposal, then we will have another general meeting, I suppose. Yeah. Okay.
On Saturday, 13th of April at 7 p.m. at the Shri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we are cordially invited for the culture program to celebrate Tamil New Year. For the program, details refer to the posters which would be put at the following places: Solar Kitchen, Town Hall, Portus Distribution Center, Visitor Center, Portus and Aurel Bakery. Coming Sunday, 14th of April, Solar Kitchen and La Terrace will remain closed for Tamil New Year celebrations, and I wish us all Happy New Year. Also on Saturday from 8 p.m., Kalabumi is alive, even with DC, and you can join them for a live music and dance with Anna, Rolf, Edo, Inga, Peter, Pierre, Robert, and Arthur. And please don't forget to bring your water bottle. Earth Day is happening in the week leading up to the 22nd of April with the main events and activities on the Saturday, 19th of April. The event is being organized this year by Heiss and Evigal. For Earth Day activities, they organize free market on Saturday, 20th of April between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you have things you would like to give away, exchange or just renew, Earth Day free market is just the thing for you. Please start gathering things and contact Sabine. Or you can call her on 978-677-5818. And you can bring things to give away, you can bring food and drinks to share, and if you sing or play instruments, bring the music. If you can do a little workshop on art or crafts along recycling ideas, please do. And if you need help with bringing bigger objects to give away, they can organize pickup with advance warning. And the next Earth Day meeting will be this Saturday at 4:30 p.m. at Visitor Center to Dreamers Cafe or Mark's Cafe. Auroville Rural Volleyball Sports Development Group would like to invite everyone to the volleyball tournament at the New Creation Sports Ground on 20th and 21st of April. This tournament is organized for young girls and boys from surrounding villages. Additionally, 32 village men teams will also participate in the tournament. This rural sports activity is organized every year to bring together and further strengthen the relationship between the youths from neighboring villages and youths from Auroville. Their aim for organizing this tournament is to encourage formation of new and fresh volley teams. We got some good news from the Foodlink Market, and the Foodlink Market is now part of the in-kind maintenance scheme. This scheme allows us to make purchases from Auroville services of our choice for up to 1,200 rupees every month. Foodlink Market offers fresh vegetables and fruits all organically grown on our farms or in the bioregion, as well as some basic processed foods. If you're interested, please inform Nico's financial service, specifying to him the monthly amount you wish to use for Foodlink. If you're not under this scheme but would like to make a regular purchase from Foodlink Market, you can open an account at Foodlink. Please pass by and they will transfer an amount of your choice from your Portus account to your Foodlink account. Their tally system gives you always an exact update on how much is on your Foodlink account. You can top up the account at any time. They wish to also announce a special thanks to Mrs. K.K. Siamala, who had been actively involved with Grace and others in starting Portus in Aspiration all these years ago. They were very touched that she approached the financial service, opening an important door for the Foodlink service and Auroville's farm. Within walks to farms and forests, this Sunday from 8 a.m., we will visit our orchard with Christian. Natural Living Vindara Farm Terrasol Community informs us that from Monday 15 to Friday 19 of April from 7 a.m. to 12, they're offering a useful workshop. And they are saying that natural living is a way of finding ourselves in relation to Earth, ourselves and other beings. This is a 5-day course where we will experiment and experience a natural way of cultivating the Earth, ourselves and the families and community where we live. It's based on Fukuoka's natural farming, and they will start creating a garden from scratch. It will be very practical, hands on earth, and how to eat what you plant. It's free of cost, and you can book your place on 9943918851. Neil and Johnny Visual Art Center is grateful to the visitor center for the use of a room to use as a gallery for the last 3 months. The support of the staff was much appreciated, as they were the volunteers who sat at the gallery. They are now closing to concentrate on raising funds to build their permanent gallery on the first floor. Many guests, visitors, Orvillians and volunteers alike visited the gallery, enjoying the diverse display of art created in Orville. With the community's energy, they will continue their work to support the artists amongst us. Telephone service will be closed from 17th to 20th of April for the annual trip, but they're asking us to continue to register all faults on 1,500, and they apologize themselves for any inconvenience. And here's the update on Auroville Tsunami Alarm Service. They just want to remind us that there are 5 cell phone numbers registered with the German company, which collects and combines seismological data from across the globe. In case a tsunami occurs, they send out 3 computer-generated SMS to all registered members. They agree to register Auroville for free. The area coordinators for the Auroville beach communities are Jürgen from Quiet on phone 944-334-5300, Vasu from Repo on 978-739-9955, Hendrik from Simplicity on 915980-8137, and Raphael from Shrima on 936-216-9798. Should a tsunami occur in our area, each coordinator will inform the residents of Auroville beach communities, as well as guests, visitors and affiliates of this responsible area, with the help of the phone number list. They're asking us to make sure our contact number with our area coordinator is all times correct. Each area coordinator has a backup coordinator in case he's not available. The 5th registered cell phone is from the Auroville Security Board, which is 944-309-0107. Ramesh will, in case of emergency, take the needed steps from his side. For the time being, Raphael from Shrima is the administrator for this free service, beside being one of the area coordinators. The administrator has to make sure that the phone number list as well as the central cell phone registry are up to date, and that is in the case of approaching tsunami. At Cherubim Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Legendary 2001, A Space Odyssey by Stanley Kubrick, made in USA and UK in 1968. At Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest, tomorrow at 7, we can see The Great Rift, Africa's Wild Heart Fire, which was made in 2010 and produced by BBC 2. At Cinema Paradiso today at 8 p.m. we can see comedy drama Camille Red Double, made in France in 2011 by director Noam Milovsky. And on Saturday they will screen The Impossible, drama history thriller made in Spain in 2012 by director Juan Antonio Bayona. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see E.T., made in USA in 1982 by director Steven Spielberg. And at Cine Club they will screen films of Joan Arc. 2012 is celebrated the 600th birth century of Joan Arc, one of the most mysterious and fascinating characters of history. So this Sunday at 8 p.m. we will see The Passion of Joan Arc, which was made in France in 1982 by director Carl Theodor Dreyer. From the words of the Mother, volume 14, we read, "One can live the divine even though unable to express the divine. One can realize and be the divine's infinity though unable to define or explain the divine." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.